Let me tell you a little bit about myself and how I got here. I wasn't always a couple therapist. I was a therapist for a long time. And my interest for quite a while was infant brain development and infant attachment. I wanted to prevent human suffering by working at the very beginning with infants and their caregivers. And I learned a lot at that time about early attachment and development and about brain development and about the nervous system and things that we're going to talk about here. What moved me over to adult coupling was a tragedy in my own life. I went through a divorce. And that divorce really is one of the worst things that have ever happened to me in my life. And while I continued to teach students and continued to see patients, I started to think about over and over again, how did my relationship fail? What happened to this marriage? And what I found was interesting as I compared my knowledge and understanding of infant brain development and attachment to adult pair bonding and marital outcome studies. The similarity was and still is striking to me. And I started to transfer what I knew about that area of caregiver-infant coupling, that's really the first couple, the initial couple, to adult romantic relationships. And I started to see more couples as I worked this whole thing out. What I found in my own situation and my work with couples was that the typical approaches to couple therapy were insufficient to understand a lot of the problems that people go through in their relationships, a lot of what leads people towards divorce or separation or disillusion, that there needed to be more than just a psychological theory. We needed to bring the brain into this. We needed to bring biology into this. We needed to bring what we know about human development and human pair bonding into this as a way of understanding the complexity that is romantic relationships. And so that has helped me understand the failure that led to my marriage, also the success of my current marriage, which has been a model of secure functioning for me. I specialize now in couples, and I find that the specialization has helped me understand the complexities of coupling. And as a couple therapist, I must say I'm biased towards couples. And what you're going to understand from this is that as a couple, you occupy a position that is unique. You're in a position to do work that you couldn't do individually. That's the benefit of being a couple. As a couple, you bring to the table the past, the present, and the future. As a couple, you represent the past because you remind each other of the past. And there's lots of reasons for that, which we'll get into in this program. But you're in the ideal situation to work through your individual material together, not apart. And I will also say that, and this is no fault of therapists who are fine individual therapists, but individual therapy in general tends to break people up. So if you want to stay together, go into couple therapy. One other thing I want to say before we get started here is that many of these ideas are based on research models. And the problem with that is that research models tend to look at people on a continuum. And when you listen to this program and you try to fit yourself or your partner into some of these styles that we talk about, you may lose the idea that this is all on a continuum. And so nobody really is actually always this or that. We're too complex for that. I just want you to keep that in mind as you listen to this and you are drawn to what everyone is drawn to, a need to categorize ourselves, others, and so on. And one last thing. Even though I'm going to be talking a little bit about the brain and about the nervous system, this is not going to make your eyes cross. This is not about teaching you neuroscience. We're going to touch lightly on this in a way that's useful to you.